Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. With us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good Tuesday morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, the State Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, is now moving in to take over the investigation of the Troy shooting. Give us an update.
Yeah, this settles a lawsuit that stems from the April 17th shooting death of a DWI suspect by a Troy police sergeant. Now that case is officially in the hands of state investigators. Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelove has agreed to turn over all his files, including grand jury records, to the State Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman. Last month, Schneiderman brought a suit against Abelove, accusing him of violating a state executive order by presenting evidence in the fatal police shooting to a county grand jury. That ended up clearing the officer of any wrongdoing. Under the settlement, which ends the Schneiderman lawsuit, Abelove is transferring his entire investigative and case file in the death of 37-year-old Edson Sevedin. Abelove was also agreeing to take no further action to investigate or prosecute any matter relating to the incident. Schneiderman had claimed in his lawsuit that Abelove acted illegally by taking the case to a grand jury and quickly disposing of the case and finding no wrongdoing on the part of the officer. At the time, the Times Union had reported that two civilians had witnessed the incident and told investigators that they thought that a Troy police sergeant did not appear to be in imminent danger when he fired 8 rounds at Thevenin, and that the vehicle Thevenin was in had just rolled forward into the officer after he was shot. And now the action of the grand jury that cleared the police sergeant will apparently be put aside as Schneiderman does his own investigation and come to its own conclusion.
Well, some recent controversial remarks attributed to the Voorheesville School Board president have angered folks in Albany, and I'm wondering if those remarks were addressed at a meeting last night in Voorheesville.
Yeah, the recent remarks were published in the April 24th edition of the weekly newspaper, the Altamont Enterprise. Board of Education president in Voorheesville, Timothy Blau, is quoted as saying, "This is not Albany City Schools. This is Voorheesville. We have good teachers. We have good students. Class size is the cherry on the sundae. Enrichment is the meat on and potatoes," whatever that means. Anyway, it didn't sit well with Albany supporters. Some representatives from the Albany School District attended a Voorheesville School Board meeting Monday night. Blau apologized to the roughly 24 students and staff members from Albany and said it was a misunderstanding, and that kind of ends the matter, I guess.
We'll see. Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. You can find out more at timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.